This blog post, because we cannot trust the media. Now, look, you got to get to the end of this. Now, we went through this last hour. What is the greatest current symbol of distrust and well-earned hatred? For what we call the media today. Well, the emasculation and the assassination of Donald John Trump, that's one. And now, circle the wagon defense of their emperor, Fauci-teen. This guy is he is indefensible. Remember yesterday I played you the clip from Dr. Zed Zelenko, the only dude that's out there actually telling the truth about Fauci-teen. And Dr. Zelenko, here, let me cue the clip up here. Dr. Zelenko actually says Fauci has presided over the mass murder of millions. And that's true. Fauci committed crimes against humanity. Where's the 60 Minutes report? Where's Good Morning America? Where's the Today Show? Where's the View? To drag him on there or someone went and go, why do you lie to us?
He committed crimes against humanity that resulted in the death of hundreds of thousands of people in the United States and millions worldwide. The truth is that he did everything in his power to conceal access to pre-hospital therapies in lieu of hospitalized treatments and the vaccine approach.
So now I don't think in a...
Okay, that's Dr. Zed Zelenko. Crimes against humanity. You know how Fauci should find his end either at Nuremberg or at The Hague after an international tribunal has convicted him and he goes before the noose and is hanged until he's dead. Miniature play, that sounds so mean. To me, it would be an act of justice. Give him a chance to repent before he goes to judgment. Because what this man has done is unconscionable. And the effort that he's led... Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to finish this media piece here. There is a larger point to be known. Someone sent this to me on Twitter during the last timeout. I'd like to share it with you. As a matter of fact, Maggie, I printed it out during the last break. Here's the headline. This is WMBF News. Headline. Heart reaction probed as possible rare vaccine link in teens. Remember yesterday we did the story of the 17-year-old that suffered myocarditis, and the doctors never said that he actually was cured of myocarditis, just said it had gone into remission or whatever, and that it might come back. Well, that means he could die of a freaking heart attack, of his heart being basically being smothered by the heart cavity being filled with water. That would seem to me to be something that might give great pause to a company that manufactures a medicine that causes it. Not when it comes to the corona doom. So if you listen to the clip at the start of it, I'm just going to play just...
Numbers continue to show promising signs.
It's a left channel only. It stinks.
Already 63% of adult Americans have received at least one shot. And 52% of adult Americans are fully vaccinated.
Okay, 52% fully vaccinated, 63% have received one shot. The intelligent Mike Church Show crusader listener out there should be able to glean something from that. Obvious, no trick question, should be able to glean an obvious from that. Do you know what that is? This isn't even hard to figure out. How in the hell did they get to 63%? Maggie, you want to do the honors?
Free beer?
No.
Free Krispy Kreme?
One word. Free. Lies. Well, free, yeah. Lies. Lies. Who told the lies? The broadcast news media, the print news media. Thank you, W.K. Sumner, who got it in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat for the win. Now, let's go with stat number two. Thank you, Patriot 69. I was just getting ready to say that. How do we know that the 63% number is accurate? Has anyone fact-checked it?
They haven't been right with any other numbers.
Not a single number these lying communists, not a single number they have put out has been accurate. Why should anyone believe the 63% number? It obviously can't be 63%. If we were to listen to Jim Psaki, remember yesterday, Jim Psaki? We're going across the tour. We're going to get everyone vaccinated. Everyone's going to get the jab. We're going to go to drugstores 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're going to ballparks. We're going to movie theaters. We're going to picnics. We're going to employers. We're going to big businesses. We're going to be everywhere jabbing. They obviously have not gotten the jab in 63% of people. That's a lie. Yet, they tell it with reckless abandon. Now, I asked the question last hour, why do you think they're so desperate for this vax number? Why? What is driving this? Let me answer the question partially. I will answer my question, and then I will give you the solution as we do here on the Crusade Channel. Wall Street Journal editorial board, lead editorial today, top of the page, the incredible Illinois gerrymander. Illinois Democrats hold a state house supermajority, every statewide office, and a state Supreme Court majority. That sounds like a monopoly on power. But with voters starting to revolt against the state's fiscal woes and political corruption, Democrats are now working to further entrench their power. Last week, Democrats jammed through new state legislative maps that combine 14 Republicans in the Illinois House into 7 districts. That means 7 GOP incumbents are guaranteed to lose in party primaries. Republicans will also lose their incumbent advantage in 7 districts. No Democrats were combined in the same House districts. 2 weeks ago, Governor Pritzker reaffirmed his campaign pledge to veto an unfair map. Read his lips. We hope he keeps his promise. He's not going to. The legislature, however, has a state constitutional deadline to redraw the state House maps by June the 30th. Missing the deadline would tee up a bipartisan commission to draw the maps, and then a tiebreaker if the commission deadlocks. As the Illinois Policy Institute explains, the Illinois Supreme Court would submit the name of one Republican and one Democrat, and the Secretary of State randomly draws one of those names, giving the winning side free rein to draw maps in their favor. Democrats prefer the odds in their court. At the end of the day, and then they conclude, the Democrat response has been to redraw state Supreme Court districts for the first time in 60 years. According to research outfit WirePoints, Democrats added left-leaning DuPage County and sliced off 15 Republican-leaning counties from the court's 3rd district, which they lost in last year's retention election. All this shows how absolute one-party rule continues to corrupt absolutely. Now, let me just say to you, to answer the question of why they are so desperate to get the jab in everyone's arms, there has to be something in it. And there has to be if you don't get the follow-up, you die. Folks, this is an attempt. This is a coup. The jab is part of the coup. None of us know what's going to happen 5 weeks. Hell, 5 days from today. 5 weeks. None of us knows. No one knows. No one knows. Well, we do know this. No human being that got the jab is going to be the same in their molecular and ribonucleic structure as they were before. So what does that tell us then? The jab is part of the attempt to make a permanent super federal Democrat majority. And look what they're doing in the states where they have seized power and where votes don't matter. It does not matter who you vote for. It does not matter even in a statewide election. See Pennsylvania. And now see Illinois. At the end of the day, folks, they're lying big media, the corona hoax, and the propaganda that goes along with it to solidify the new American Soviet Union. And don't think they can't take power in your red state. They're seizing it in Georgia. The Chinese Communist Party runs the Georgia economy now, unfortunately. Where does that leave you? If you live anywhere in Illinois and you're a Republican, you're screwed. Hell, if you're just an independent, if you're an agnostic, you're screwed. You will be governed by communists.